Hearing aids, you had it good. This is instant inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. And for those who like to have it a little slower, hearing aids, you had it good. This is instant inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Now, how do you like that? A little langsam, isn't it? Okay. Hearing aids, you had it good. What the heck does that mean? Well, for a long time, I had difficulty in hearing people talk, and I would turn up the music and the radio and on the television, and I would want to listen to it, and other people say, Herb, you're a spiritual master. You don't need a hearing aid. You don't need anything like that to help you do this. And I said, that's fine. So far, I haven't been able to hear you without it, and so I bought them. And now I hear you very well. I hear you very well, but I don't hear me very well, because I think I'm talking very loudly and very adequately, and you tell me I'm talking very low and boringly. And so we now have the situation, do I wear the hearing aids or do I not wear them? If I wear them, I will be inadequately loud as they're presently tuned, and I will sound boring, and I will sound uninteresting, and I will sound as though I have no spark in my voice. If I don't wear them, I will have a spark in my voice. I will sound just great, but I miss a great deal of what you say. Not because I want you to speak louder, not because I want you to in any way change your modus operandi, except when you speak, if you would be more enunciative, if you would enunciate your words more clearly and speak more precisely and clearly, I would understand it. But now that isn't fair to you, because that takes away your style of speaking, your style of communicating, and that's just as bad as me not hearing you, as you having to change your way of communicating. However, with the hearing aid, I hear you very well. In fact, I hear you very well. I hear all the little nuances that I've been missing in all the things that you say. Not that they were terrible, but you had a lot of little extra ideas that were floating through there that are heard in the nuance that are not heard when you just hear them a little bit. So from that point of view, the hearing aid can be very beneficial. Now, the previous hearing aids that I had were very good. They were tiny, but you complained very much about me not speaking loud enough for you. They were quite nice because I could pop them in and out in an instant, but the new ones, it takes a moment to pop in and out because they're bigger, and they're supposed to let me hear you more completely, which they do. They let me hear you very beautifully. But we still come back to the old aspect that it doesn't make it nice for you when I talk, because I hear myself talking exactly the way I think I talk, and I'm not. I am a modulated activity of that talk, not the full voice. Well, as the lady Ann Gilbert at the Miracle Ear says, she says, well, you know, we've got to make some adjustments now, because you're listening to them, and then you're speaking, and when you're speaking with your big voice just 3 inches away from these devices, they don't modulate it well enough to let you know that you're not speaking as you normally would speak. And so she is adjusting them and adjusting them, and she changed them measurably from the first time, and next Monday she'll adjust them again, and then the following Monday she'll adjust them again with her electronic adjusters, and she watches a little scale going up and scale going up, and then she hears where she needs to bring my voice in more strongly in certain areas on the machine, and so she does it. I think there are something like 500 or 600 modulation changes she can make on that, because it is the state of the art with the digital device in there that allows her to do all these things. And she does them very well. And she's very conscientious about what she does. So we'll see what happens. But before the hearing aids, you had it good, because I just was bellowing out there to hear myself and to present to you and to give you a good, enthusiastic, sincere talk that sparkled you and made you feel wonderful and good. And now, as I go through this metamorphosis from hearing, not hearing, and hearing, not hearing, and stuff like that, I have to just sort of see what comes with her genius. So now I would recommend that each of you pray that Ann Gilbert is guided to hit the right button and turn the right knob and make the right adjustment so that I will sound just as brilliant and loud and changeable in variety of tones as I am now, as I would be if I were wearing the aids. I won't wear the aids anymore, not in your presence. I will only wear them when I go in for it to be checked or when I go to town or something, but I won't wear them in your presence because I won't be discourteous to you by not letting you hear me in my normal, if you will, joyous, big voice, however I would say that. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. They'll be on my desk, and when I go to town or when I do anything else, I'll wear them. And then those people aren't used to hearing me, so they don't know that they're not getting the 100%. They're only getting 25% of my voice. Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And I say it to each of you. Be careful. Give your best to everything you do. And is there some lesson that's to be learned from this experience that we're having? And if there's a lesson to be learned, what are you learning from it? Are you applying it in the way you approach things? Are you willing to give up something for something else that is quite important to you? I am. And I suggest to each of us that that is no small thing that's being given up. For when you don't hear, and then you have hearing aids which let you hear, it's like a world that you don't realize is there. And I don't hear my feet crunching on the sand. I don't hear the birds singing in the trees. I don't hear the dripping. I hear distant sounds. I hear airplanes, and I hear cars, and I hear things. But the pleasant little sounds that are so charming and so delightful are not. I will tell you this. If we have a movie, I will listen. I will have the hearing aid on, because then you don't have to have the movie turned up too loud that it's unpleasant for you. But I'm only doing it for you because I could get by, but that means you wouldn't enjoy listening to it. You'd have to have that blaring in your ears. But think about these things. Think about these things. Would you be willing to give up something so pleasant as hearing where you didn't hear before, just because some people found that you weren't speaking as loudly or dynamically as you used to? Or think about those things. They're very, very vital, very important. And the only reason I'm doing any of these things, even listening to you in the first place, is because I love you. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't get the hearing aids in the first place to listen to you. Because in a world without all that noise, it's quite pleasant. It's quite pleasant. It's quite pleasant to be without all the noises that are around, all the traffic noises and the wind noises and the other noises when you're driving with the top down and stuff like that. And it's really quite pleasant, quite pleasant. But I think that if I haven't made you forget, we'll just know that Anne will use her genius to find just the right way to handle the aids so that they produce the perfect response for us. And I'm sure there are other speakers who must wear hearing aids, who cannot afford to lose the dynamics of their presentation just because they want to hear people. And I imagine those are people who shut them off so that they get up there and do their thing. And then they turn them on again when it's a matter of sharing between people. But think on these things. They're very, very important. Very important. My sister Marie, she always says to me, "Herbie, put your hearing aid on." And I said, "Yes, Marie." And I noticed she has hers on. And then Bill has his on. And then I was thinking, as I was talking to Ann Gilbert the other day, I thought, she said, "Now, what was this caused by, your hearing loss? During World War II, you know, with all the guns and stuff?" It wasn't really that much. When I was working for my dad, we did a lot of breaking concrete with these, what do you call them, with these compressor. Concrete breakers. What?
Compressor.
The pneumatic hammer, you know, the compressor, yeah. And, but then I was reading their instruction sheet, and it said, is anyone in the family experiencing loss of hearing? And of course, Ray has, and May had, and Marie had, and Howie definitely had, and my dad had, and my mom had, and Uncle Bill had, and you might say there was a little bit of it hereditary in the family, but I haven't chosen to accept the hereditary problems of the family, but I've chosen this one because I've chosen it. And let's see if the blessing arrives at your house from this lesson. I love you.